silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, Sir Keir Starmer says the UK must be battle ready, as he warned the world's more unstable than at any time since the Cold War. But he wouldn't confirm when he thinks he'll hit his ambition of spending 3% of Britain's economic output on the military. Speaking ahead of the Strategic Defence Review, which is out in full this afternoon, the Prime Minister reaffirmed NATO's importance in deterring Russia. And the Chief of the Defence Staff, Admiral Sir Tony Radakin, agrees.
You can have the added assurance where you see Russia struggling in Ukraine. And so we should not be afraid of Russia, but we need to keep ourselves safe and be even stronger in the future.
A man's been charged with first-degree murder over an attack on people marching in support of Israeli hostages in Colorado. We've had no confirmation yet, though, that anyone has died. A personal trainer who crashed on the A1 while on a first date that ended in a police car pile-up has been sentenced to 14 months in a young offenders institution. 20-year-old Maziar Azarbanat admitted dangerous driving during the high-speed chase in Gateshead in April. 7 police officers ended up in hospital. We found that disposable vapes are still being sold illegally in some shops. They were banned yesterday to try to cut down waste and stop young people vaping. Reporter George Ike has been out shopping for them today in Nottingham.
Do you have any vapes? Oh, thank you. Yeah, can I take one of those, please? Thank you. I don't need to charge that one up, do I? Use and throw. OK. All right, cheers.
The city's Trading Standards Department has been asked for a comment. A survey of tea drinkers has concluded middle-aged men from the southeast are the most likely to avoid making a round in the office. 12% admit not asking colleagues on a regular basis. 6% say they've never asked anyone if they fancy a cuppa. But it's very different in Scotland, where everyone claims they make tea for others. And the weather, largely fine and dry, some rain in the east, showers in the northwest, and a high of 22. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And thank you, Tim, who's about to put the kettle on for a round in the Classic FM office. I'm Anne Raymon Hall. This is Ben Britten's Guide to an Orchestra.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
to give that composer her full name. She was Cécile Louise Stéphanie Chaminade, a French composer and pianist who was awarded the Légion d'honneur, a first for a female composer. And she was described as a woman. She is not a woman who composes, but a composer who is a woman. We heard her flute concertino, played by Sharon Betzali, with the Hague resident orchestra, Naomi Jervig, conducting. And it was the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, with conductor Richard Hickox, who brought us the theme to the Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, music by Benjamin Britten. This Monday afternoon, hope I find you in fine fettle after the weekend. 12 minutes past two. Much music to share with you this afternoon, including Dvorak coming over all American. Thank you. Something very bewitching about that string quartet by Dvorak. String quartet number 12, the American, as it's known, the second movement performed by the Chilingirian String Quartet. If you are with us for Classic FM requests just after 1 o'clock this afternoon, you may recall we spoke to Katie in Somerton in Somerset, who's very excited. Together with her mum, they are off to see Ludovico Einaudi play live. He's the composer and pianist. He's going to be at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Well, that's led to something else happening. A WhatsApp from Fiona in Altrincham, who says, "Dear Anne-Marie, I just heard your caller on Classic FM say that she had two tickets to go and see Einaudi. I love his music as well, but I didn't know that he was on. But now I do, and I've got two tickets." Yippee, says Fiona. Happy to help. Thank you. Felix Mendelssohn's Overture to a Midsummer Night's Dream. It's a startling work, and not just because Mendelssohn was only 17 when he wrote it, but he was a master just capable of anything. And in the overture, he just created this whole musical language, if you like, unlike anything that had come before it, telling a story in 13 minutes of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Mendelssohn's work, played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Their conductor was Christian Thielemann here on Classic FM just after 2:30. And if you're looking for a bit of musical focus, here's an idea.
It's been said that Mozart works wonders for your memory. So, if you're revising at the moment, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
It is music by Ermanno Wolf Ferrari, part of the Jewels of the Madonna by the composer playing on Classic FM. It was the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra.
Classic FM.
Singing In Trutina, In Balance from Carmina Burana by Carl Orff was Kate Royal, and conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Edward Gardner. And Chopin's music, the Nocturne in E flat, it was Daniel Barenboim at the keyboard. By the way, the music of Chopin is one that makes our top 10 list. You know we love a list here at Classic FM. You know, you may know, I love a list as well. I couldn't get through a day without making a list. But Chopin is one of 10 pieces of classical music which we think helps ease exam stress. At the moment, the exam season is well and truly upon us. And if you want to make it easy for yourself, then look no further than some of the most relaxing classical music to calm the nerves and just get you in the right state of mind to take on the academic challenges that lie ahead. Also making the list, Debussy, Beethoven, our composer in residence, Debbie Wiseman, and many more as well. Check out that list at classicfm.com.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's by the composer Chevalier de Saint-Georges, the opening to his violin concerto number 9. Renaud Capuçon doing the honours with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra right here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Don't worry, you can close your tabs. Because you know you don't need to check anywhere else. You've already got a great price. At John Lewis, we price match our products with 25 leading retailers, so you don't have to check elsewhere. Because you know, if it's on offer with them, it's on offer with us. John Lewis, never knowingly undersold on quality, service and price. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Don't go. No one knows instruments like you do.
A sales assistant at Jen's music store is moving up north, so she needs to find a replacement. A musical whiz who hits all the right notes.
I bet you're going to miss this peace and quiet.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you post a sponsored job, you get a list of candidates whose CVs on Indeed match your description. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Bring your pensions together with PensionBee and take control of your retirement. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back.
With £20,000 worth of prizes for schools, thanks to Viking.
Visit classicfm.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the Prime Minister says the UK will move to war-fighting readiness as he unveils new measures to deter any potential threats. New nuclear-powered submarines are among the weapons which will be announced in the Strategic Defence Review this afternoon. Sir Keir Starmer wouldn't confirm when he'll meet his target of spending 3% of GDP on the military, but he's confident the money will be there.
Because that was baked in from the very start of the review. It's one of the first conversations we had with the reviewers, because what I wanted was to meet the new threats, the new instability, with a plan that matched our capability with the risk that we face.
Delegates from Russia and Ukraine have been told the whole world is watching as ceasefire talks continue in Turkey. Istanbul is hosting a second round of discussions. 109 people are now known to have been injured when a car drove into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade last week. Four remain in hospital. 53-year-old Paul Doyle is facing seven charges over the collision in Water Street. A personal trainer who caused a police car pile-up, injuring seven officers, has been sentenced to 14 months detention and disqualified from driving for 3 years. Maziar Azabonyad was driving a woman home from a first date when police tried to stop him over a defective light, a missing number plate on the A1 in Gateshead. Our Northeast reporter Phoebe Abrizazi has more.
He sped away and in the resulting police chase reached speeds of 119 miles an hour. Nearly an hour after first being asked to pull over, he decided to stop, slamming on the brakes and coming to a rapid halt. One of the multiple cars pursuing him couldn't stop in time, hitting the BMW and other police vehicles involved in the chase.